Hi there. The word for today is, don't turn a blind eye. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 32, we read, all nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom. So, what happens to those on the left hand? The Bible tells us he will also say to those on his left hand, depart from me. So, what determines his choice? How does he separate people? Is it based on the fact that one group was highly moral while the other was loose living? Or the fact that one group was politically correct while the other one went astray theologically? No. Jesus said the destiny of all present that day will be based on one thing. What is it? Showing compassion to those indeed. Well, you object, but we are saved by faith alone. Yes, we are. But as Martin Luther observed, the faith that saves us is never alone. The Bible says in James 2:26 that faith without works is dead. It's unfruitful. It's unproductive. Jesus said that this was the standard by which we'll be evaluated and rewarded. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then he personalized that in these words, inasmuch as you did it unto the least of one of these my brethren, you did it unto me. So the word for you today is this. Open your heart, let God lead you, and respond to the needs around you.